AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase teamed up for some late heroics in an exciting finish on Monday Night Football. Correspondent Bob Stevens reports from Dallas.
Burrow's 40-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase snapped the 20-all tie with 101 left, lifted the Cincinnati Bengals to a 27-20 win over the Dallas Cowboys. The winning touchdown was set up when Dallas botched a blocked punt late in the game. Bengals recovered the fumble, went on to score the game winner. Joe Burrow, who threw for 369 yards and three touchdowns, describes the game-winning play.
It was just our quick game, quick outs on the outside. Guy was playing off to the field. You know, Ja'Marr is a throw that we rep all the time. And we talk about throwing it inside shoulder so he can turn and make a play if the corner's off. You know, he was able to do what he does.
Ja'Marr Chase caught 14 passes for 177 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Now has 15 touchdown receptions on the season.
I just want to find a way to get the ball in my hands and try to make a play for the team, try to get us some momentum. That's all I'd be wanting to do.
Rico Dowdle rushed for 131 yards for the Cowboys in the losing effort.
In college football, Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, Colorado's Travis Hunter, Boise State's Ashton Jeanty, and Miami's Cam Ward have been announced as the Heisman Trophy finalists. Georgia quarterback Carson Beck's status is uncertain for the second ranked Bulldog Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal after suffering an elbow injury in the SEC championship game. Oklahoma quarterback Jackson Arnold, Texas State running back Ishmael Mahdi, and Ohio State QB Devin Brown were among the first players to enter college football's transfer portal, which opened Monday. Major League Baseball Shohei Ohtani is expected to be ready to hit after offseason shoulder surgery when the reigning World Series champion Dodgers open their season in Japan against the Cubs in March, but is doubtful to pitch. More on the latest in sports, including scores from the hardwood and the ice, coming up next. In the NBA, Karl-Anthony Towns carried New York in a win over former Knick R.J. Barrett and the Raptors. Correspondent David Schuster has more.
Towns scored his team's final 5 points as the Knicks held off the Raptors 113-108. Towns' layup with 36 seconds left broke a 108 tie, and his three-point shot with 6 seconds to go was the frosting on the cake for Coach Tom Thibodeau.
It's a team game, so we want to have a five-man offense, five-man defense, and when you do that, I think it's enjoyable for everyone when everyone's participating in the team and sacrificing and putting the team first. So we've got a great character on our team.
Towns had help on this night as Mikal Bridges scored 23 points while Jalen Brunson chipped in with 20 to go along with 11 assists. Former Knick R.J. Barrett led Toronto with 30 points, but the Raptors have dropped 3 in a row. New York, meanwhile, has won 5 of 6, their record now 15-9.
In the NHL, the Blackhawks got back on track in New York. Correspondent Mike Mancuso has the details.
The Blackhawks snapped the 5-game losing slide and gave interim coach Anders Sorensen his first win in a convincing 2-1 win over the struggling Rangers, who have dropped 8 of 10, including home losses on consecutive days. Arvid Sataboulou made 29 saves for the win. Taylor Hall scored the game winner early in the second period.
Start of a road trip. We need to get a winning feeling consistently, so one win's not good enough. We need to try and, you know, stick together 2, 3, 4 wins, and I think you're going to see a lot more guys play with confidence, play on their toes, and a bit more smiles out there.
Tyler Bertuzzi and Rangers' Will Cooley had exchanged first period goals. Connor Bedard added an assist.
Other scores from the ice, the Red Wings won a thriller over the Sabres 6-5 in a shootout. Dylan Larkin had the decisive tally in the third round of the shootout.
It's good for a hockey team to score some goals and to be down and come back and win like that.
Andrew Kopp and Moritz Seider scored in the third period to force overtime. Jason Zucker had 2 goals and an assist for Buffalo. And the Canadiens edged the Ducks 3-2 in a shootout. Patrick Laine had a goal and an assist for Montreal, which got a goal from Kirby Dack early in the second period to tie the game at 2 and eventually send it to overtime.
It's nice. I guess that it's kind of the only way one was going to go in, I guess, was to have the hole open net in front of me. So it was nice. Laff made a good play, and then it's definitely encouraging. And yeah, I think you feel the family and the love and the trust we have in each other as a teammates.
Troy Terry scored twice in the loss for Anaheim. Off the ice, the Avalanche swapped goaltenders with the Sharks, sending Alexander Georgiev to San Jose for Mackenzie Blackwood. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.